everything Gold Coast. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Celebrating 10 years on air together. The Goldies
Triple M. All right, well, second podcast for the week, and it's time for our weekly check-in with our good friend, Limo. His welfare check.
He's hang on.
He's in Melbourne.
You can't say it like that.
What do you mean?
You can't just say...
We care about
it.
I
dare you to say it normally.
You can't...
Limo.
Anthony Lehman.
3, 2, 1.
Limo!
It just bottles up inside.
That's the only way you can say it.
Shaking a bottle of champagne and not letting the cork go.
Limo!
Limo!
We'll check in with Limo and see how he's going.
That's better.
Yeah.
Look, I've got a situation that happened to me at the supermarket yesterday. Someone coughed without their hand over their face and I got them back with the best revenge humanly possible. We all do it, let's put it this way. And it's a way to get people to social distance and more than the 1.5. With my effort,
yep.
And if you take it on board, people will social distance about a good 10 metres away from
you. Okay, that's great advice. We need that even at the NRL in the Storm game up on the Sunshine Coast. Ooh. Would it work there?
I can clear them all.
Okay.
Out of the grounds.
Can't wait to find out what that is.
I wonder.
Very hard to think. Also, I had a heated discussion with my wife, Cherie, over lunch the other day, and I want to get your advice on which way would you go, and it concerns a person that we don't know, but she was a pregnant lady drinking a full-strength beer.
So what?
I want to know, is that acceptable? Would you have gone up and said something to her?
Oh, would you gone up and said something? Okay. Wowee.
We'll hear all that on the podcast starting now.
It's really dividing a community. Should you wear a mask or not? You
know,
you look at people in Melbourne, it's compulsory. Everyone's jumped on board and, you know, 99% of people are doing. Sydney's optional and a lot of people still aren't doing it.
And why should you be looked at weirdly for wearing a mask? You know, it's like, if it's not cool, don't do it, even if it's for your safety. I always think it's like wearing helmets on bikes and people it's not cool, so I'm not going to wear it. It's for your safety.
Yeah, I wasn't cool. I got a bike fine for not wearing a helmet, $20 back in the day.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, over the weekend, yeah, my young fella, Boston, he had to go up to Brisbane by train on public transport, going past Logan, and we actually weighed up, should he be going? It was a school thing as well.
Right.
And we're weighing up, should he go, shouldn't he go? There was no real positive cases after, you know, the 19-year-olds had been everywhere around that area.
Yeah.
And we weighed it up and we said, look, you can go, but you've got to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And as, you know, I think there's 13, 14-year-olds on a train wearing a mask.
It's good they all wore it, though.
Well, they did. I didn't think they would. I thought you'd get on the train and take it off. I'm like, you know, Cherie and the other mum said, you've got to wear this. You don't understand. Like, you got to wear this all the way to the museum.
Yep.
Until you get to the museum. Then you take it off in the museum. And when you're riding back, there's another one. You have to wear it.
Yeah, good.
And they all did.
Oh, that's good.
And I thought, you know, as a young teenagers, that was a great example of saying, you know what, these are the little things you have to do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what age you are, you need to be able to do it.
Yeah, you certainly do. And I've been worried about my mum in this situation because of those two teenagers.
Yeah.
And all the lockdowns. And they said that aged care homes are in lockdowns basically from Brisbane all the way to here.
Well, it's tough. You wouldn't be able to, you're not allowed to go and see her.
Well, yeah. So I text mum last night and I'm thinking, wow, can I even go and see her maybe with a mask on? And I'm like, mum, what's the go? You're all closed down. How long are you in lockdown for? And mum said, we're in a retirement village, not a nursing home. Don't write me off yet. Love, mum.
Oh, at least you got the love.
Look, it's very strange days, isn't it, when we're in Australia and you're watching the telly and Melbourne's in lockdown and the eerie streets and no one's around. And then here in Queensland, I think people are being way too lackadaisical. They're relaxing their freckle way too much when it comes to the restrictions. And look, I know my shopping centre, the Pines Shopping Centre, Eleanor, it's great, all right? And they're trying really hard. They're doing everything, implementing everything, you know, as soon as you enter.
Is this your disclaimer?
Disinfect, yes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It is, because no one's social distancing.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying me. I'm high risk and, you know, you just don't know with these two teenage girls. Yeah, we found out you're high risk because of height, apparently.
Yeah, tall people get it.
So, you know, people stopping in the middle to have a chat with their trolleys there and you can't get around them. And I'm trying to kind of hold back and wait, and everyone's right behind you. You can feel their breath in the back of your neck. You're like,
get out.
What are you doing? So anyway, I was in Woolies there the other day and down one of the aisles, and this woman, and she was an older woman, and she's around the Makona section.
Oh, one of the greats. She's a good woman.
Yeah. Well, no.
Why?
Because next minute she does this big hacky and I'm sure it was a smoky cough.
No, that's just from tasting the Makona.
No. Am I right?
Sometimes it's better out than in bridge.
Well, this is where I'm going.
Oh, no.
Because, yeah, she did this hacky cough, and it's that moment of, okay, do you confront them? You kind of want to say, love, please, put your hand over your face. Yeah. We are in the middle of a pandemic. Do I have to remind you of what's going on? Mm. And anyway, I didn't know what to do, and I'm standing there, and I thought, no, stuff you.
What? You have a crack at it?
No, I didn't have a crack at it. Normally I would.
Yeah, normally.
Mm-hmm. I had a crack at her in a different way.
What did you do?
You didn't take it, Makona.
No. Look, let's just preface this by saying it's a natural bodily function. Mm. And sometimes, as my grandmother used to say, it's better out than in.
You did.
And I knew I had one brewing, and I thought, stuff
you. You did not.
I did. No.
No.
It wasn't one of them.
Oh.
Wasn't one of them. Oh.
Sloppy Joe.
It wasn't one of those.
Did you leave?
I didn't have a turtle in a headlock. No.
Did you leave Fluffy off the chain?
Bridget.
Chanel time. Number two, a taco torpedo, yes. But I knew.
Why?
You know when you know it's going to be silent? What? And I just dropped it. that's a.
That's actual recording.
Yeah, that is.
Did you? What, towards
that,
you?
That one sounds good. That's one of those ones you know, your stomach exploded. Oof. I knew. I was holding on till I had to get home and I thought, no. And so I just knew, and it was one of those silent.
I don't really want to know.
Deadly.
This.
Well, too bad, because you're going to hear it. And I just dropped it, and I knew it was silent. And I stood there for a while, and I just kind of shook my pants a bit.
Oh, God.
I let her have it.
You don't have to reenact it.
I let her have it. I absolutely just left her in my stent.
How was that? Was that received well?
It was.
That's a new phrase of stink eye.
I walked further down into the T section and just waited, and I just saw her go, oh, disgusting. And I said, you think that's disgusting? How about you put your hand over your mouth? I said, but I'll tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good defense mechanism next time you see someone, and it's great for social distancing. But with that, you'd have to stay at least like 5 meters away from the nearest person. But I'm sure if she had COVID, I killed it.
Now, look, I was went out for a few beers and some chips on Sunday afternoon. Now, sitting down there, and obviously all the social distancing, and we know how venues operate these days. So we're only down to our local for about an hour and a half with my wife Cherie, just sitting there casually, just enjoying a few drinks. And there was a lady that would have been, well, she's pregnant. You can notice she was well and truly pregnant.
Wasn't Pastor pregnant?
No, she didn't have a baby. So she was still pregnant.
Okay.
Well, I think you guys are on different wavelengths. Go on.
Bloated belly.
Oh, yeah, bloated belly for sure. And interesting that when I went to the bar, I got myself a beer and Sharia wine, the gentleman whose partner was pregnant brought two beers. Now, they weren't non-alcoholic beers. They were heavy beers. And the pregnant lady drank one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't agree with that at all. And Sheree doesn't agree with it. But then we had a fight because she wanted to go and tell her. You can't go and tell them. It's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
And we sat there and debated this for quite a while about should she go and tell her. And I'm going, no, it's nothing to do with us. And Sheree's like, as soon as she was pregnant, absolutely no way. And she had all the stats saying, no, you should not drink, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. But realistically, it's not us.
Mm.
Would you have said something?
How many beers did you see her have?
Just the two.
Oh, she had two beers?
Yep. But we had left.
And so, super late pregnancy? What do you think?
You can notice. It was noticeable that she'd... Rod, would you have told her?
No, I probably would not have. It's a personal choice, but yeah.
Sheree had some really good points about how many people can't have children and how lucky they are.
Exactly.
And I understand that, but I'm sitting there as well. I'm going, look, It's nothing to do with us.
Would you have said the same if she lit up a cigarette?
Oh, yeah. I've been in that situation where I've seen it before. But just looking here, the national guidelines, right, recommend that women who choose to drink during pregnancy should have less than, how's this, 7 standard drinks in any week and 2 standard drinks in one day. I know for me, I would not touch a thing. Absolutely would not touch a thing because you're right, there's people who...
You can always blame something.
Or, you know, you can... But also, I mean, this that blood going through a little baby... I mean, that is just horrendous. I have lost a friendship over it. So if it's someone I know, absolutely, I've lost a friendship because
we didn't know these people.
She was smoking during pregnancy. She said, I know I'm going to have a little baby out of it because that's what happens. You get a smaller baby. So anyway, we're not friends anymore. But yeah, no. I think it's the ultimate height of selfishness to do this. Absolutely.
Would you have told her?
I wouldn't have approached her, but I would have made it very known at the table and given her a good stink eye about it.
So you wouldn't have approached. You would have taken for me, that's their business. But for Sheree, she wanted to absolutely go over there.
What if it was her first day out, you know, during the whole pregnancy?
Does that matter?
She just wanted, I don't know.
According to those stats, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, which is really interesting. I wouldn't touch a drop, that's for sure. If I was pregnant, I wouldn't do anything. But I don't know if I would approach a stranger, but... I suppose I would be one of those judgmental people who would look at her and be like, what are you doing? And if she's doing that in public, like it's okay.
Yeah.
Is she drinking in private? There's so much you don't know.
We want to know. Give us a call on 13 27 10. Would you have approached her or not? And I'll tell you what Sheree did. We were lucky enough to be able to do little bits and pieces. And myself and Sheree, my wife, went in on Sunday arvo just to have a couple of beers and some hot chips. And halfway through, we noticed a couple that were sitting, you know, near us, and she was, you know, pregnant, heavily pregnant. You noticed she was pregnant, and she'd had a couple of beers, and they weren't, you know, no alcohol beer, they were normal, standard, heavy beers. Mm. And myself and Sheree had a pretty heated discussion. She wanted to go and tell her, absolutely, she shouldn't be drinking. And I'm like, that's none of our business. Just let her go. And we had a pretty good argument. About, and both had good points about, you know, should she go and tell her or why she shouldn't go and tell her.
I personally wouldn't, but I think it's, as I was saying before, the height of selfishness to even drink during pregnancy. That's my opinion. I know that you can have 2 standard drinks a day. I don't even think that's cool, but I just think if you're in public drinking and you're pregnant, you've got to assume that people will judge you.
Mm. Well, let's...
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go to the phones first before we find out what Sheree actually did. 13 27 10. Ron, what would you have done? Whose side are you on?
Well, basically, I agree with Spider. You stay right out of it. Now, if it's a friend, you can go over and advise them. Yeah. You know, they're doing the wrong thing. But these are total strangers, and they have a right to live their lives how they wish. You know, Sheree doesn't know circumstances, right? And certainly she doesn't know the people. So leave them alone.
Well, right? I'm with you, Ronnie.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Fair call.
Yep.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sophie in Terranora. What would you have done in this situation, Soph?
I still don't know. I work in child safety, so really I have an obligation to the unborn child to tell the mother that what she's doing is damaging to the child. Mm. There's lots of research about FASD, and it can take just 1 or 2 drinks in the wrong trimester to change everything. Wow. But I'm also a believer in human rights. And then if you open the debate to telling a pregnant woman that she shouldn't be drinking, what other debates do you open up about pregnancy? And yeah. So it's a very, very dark hole. But it's a hard one, really hard one.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, Sophie, with the national guidelines, they should say if they're telling people you can have 2 standard drinks a day, they probably shouldn't do that because pregnant women could push it to 3 or 4. If I can have 2, yeah. I can have a few more.
Absolutely. When I was younger, I was a barmaid, and a girlfriend of mine at the time was drinking quite a fair bit, and she would have wine with a bit of soda.
Yeah.
And as the night went on, her glass of wine became a lot less wine and a lot more soda because she was drinking a lot.
Mm.
And I deliberately did that. But it is, yeah, I think the guidelines should be none at all because the research about FASD, it's if you drink in the wrong trimester, it can take 1. And look, I can't throw stones in glass houses. I didn't know about this, and my kids are 25 and 24. That might explain a lot, but, you know.
You're drinking before the pregnancy.
Yeah, that's how it always happens.
Hey, Sophie, thank you very much for that.
Very informed. Okay, Paul on the Tweed, what would have you done? A spider minded his own business or done the Sharia approach?
No, 100% spider. Sharia should stick to her own little self.
Yeah.
And keep her nose out of other people's business.
I agree.
But, yeah, 100% with you, brother.
Thank
if
you.
If someone come up and said something to my wife, I'll tell you what, they'd be put in their place like a...
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Thank you for that point.
We haven't got a beat, so...
What did you do? What did Sheree do?
As I said, it was a heated discussion. I walked off and Sheree couldn't leave it. She had to go and tell her.
Oh, wow.
And she went and told her.
What'd she say, though?
Well, she just said, you shouldn't be allowed to have kids. If you're going to do that. And at the start... the lady went off. By the end, she said, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. So she changed her mind by going up at the start and saying, you should not be allowed to have kids.
Wow.
Wow, and that's a heavy way to approach it, isn't it?
It was. I couldn't believe it. So there you go. It was. I was halfway down the street. I was too scared.